We are Quixie 98.3. It is Trisha and Hardin County Judge Executive Keith Tall, and we've got some guests in the studio. Rick Tharp from the Rhineyville Optimist Club, here to talk about the rodeo coming up this weekend. Good morning.
Good morning. Appreciate you guys having us this morning.
Absolutely. So tell us, this is the 29th annual
29th year. You know, we think about it every year, and it keeps going up, so we think, yeah, it's a good thing. You know, it should be 30, but we got cheated one year.
Yeah. Everybody did, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
So tell us about where it's going to be.
It's going to be at the Hardin County Fairgrounds. The gates open at 5:30. Show starts at 7:30.
And it's going to be on Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday night.
All right. And you guys with the Rhineyville Optimist Club, you guys do this. And is this part of a fundraising effort that you guys do?
This is our biggest fundraiser we do. We generate a majority of our funds for our kids programs that we do. We sponsor basketball teams, baseball teams, ECTC at the college, and we have scholarships that we do out there.
And you guys are very active in the community, and we appreciate what you guys do.
We are. This is our 50th year celebration.
Wow.
We got to look, and in our book, our program book, you'll see where we have, we started in 1973, and we had 37 charter members, and we currently have 37 members on our roster right today.
Wow.
Yeah. 50 years.
Wow,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, and you brought a guest with you.
We did. This is Miss Kentucky Rodeo, Kobe Rice, and one of our newest member, McKenna Langley. She wants to stand in the background, but we're going to get her up here in a minute.
She's just here for moral support, she said.
I am.
She's doing a fine job.
Get somebody else to do it.
All right, Colby, tell us what it's like to be Miss Kentucky Rodeo. What a great honor.
Yes, it was amazing. I had lots of tears when they called out my name in November, but I get to travel the country, fall in the PRCA rodeos, which I get to hit some smaller rodeos that are local here in Kentucky, but I get to promote rodeo and the Western lifestyle, and then the kids. That's what I love about it, and I get to go around and tell my story. I was a Shriners kid, so throughout my year I'm promoting the Shriners Hospital, and so when I can go to rodeos that help kids also, like, that is my goal.
So how long have you always wanted to be Miss Kentucky Rodeo? Was that a dream of yours, or how did this come about?
No, so I actually don't rodeo. And so a couple years ago, I was scrolling through Facebook and seeing the application was posted, and I called my mom and I was like, Mom, I'm going to do a rodeo queen pageant. And she was like, what? What even is that? And I was like, I don't know, but I'll figure it out. And so I prepared what I thought I was preparing for. I got there and I was like, oh, no.
Completely different than you thought.
Yeah, so during the award ceremony, I won numerous awards. I think I won about 6. And my mom leaned through the curtains and was like, you might have just won this thing. And I was like, no way. Well, I didn't end up winning. But that night, Mom was like, are you upset? And I was like, no, I'm going to be the next Miss Rodeo Kentucky. And she was like, nah, it's okay. So I went back, and when they called my name, it was bittersweet.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So did you grow up going to rodeos, or is it something that you got familiar with after that?
Yeah, well, I grew up showing Tennessee walking horses, and so I rode English and then switched over to Western about the time I started high school. And so I kind of lived that lifestyle kind of around the farm and stuff. But once I started in high school, we'd go on FFA trips to rodeos. And I was like, this is the industry I want to be in.
Yeah, there's nothing like it.
No.
It's so unique.
The
atmosphere. I love it.
Yeah, and I always say, like, you know you're American when the national anthem starts playing at a rodeo.
Yes.
It is a magical moment.
Yeah. You are not kidding. There is something about that. There's nothing like it.
Yeah. And I mean, getting to hold the American flag at a rodeo, I get goosebumps every time. I mean, it's just a surreal moment.
I love it. All right, Rick, I'm being told that I need to ask you about sheep herding, dog riding, and monkeys.
Well, every year we try to have a special act, and this year we have, his name is Tim, I'm going to get to my page here, Tim Leopard.
Okay.
All right. He has shepherd dogs that he takes, and then the monkeys ride the dog. And what he does, he gets out in the arena, and they put sheep out in the arena, and they make a little corral out there to put them in, and he'll whistle to those sheep and direct them, and to the dogs, and they'll direct him and put them inside that.
Wow.
It's an act. I mean, a good act. And
monkeys.
Yes.
Monkeys.
Yes. Monkeys riding the dog. Yes. Live
Okay.
Yes, live monkey.
So you're going to see a lot when you go to the rodeo this
weekend. And they got the chaps on, too. I mean, they got their little cowboy hats on, chaps.
I love it.
And them guys are too cool for school. So.
All right, so this is happening on Friday and Saturday evening at the Hardin County Fairgrounds. Tell us again what time.
Okay, the gates open at 5:30, and the show starts at 7:30. Before the show starts, we have a kitty goat rush. And if you've never been there, we take and we spread out, put some straw on a tarp, and there's trinkets in there, and the kids will come out into the arena, and they'll be 75 to 100 kids. I mean,
yeah.
They just pile out there, and you dig and throw straw and hay every which way.
Yeah.
But before that, we have the little Miss and Master, and the crowd will judge the little ones, how they're dressed and stuff, and they give them money or certificate for that right there. So,
all right, and how much are tickets?
Tickets are $15 at the gate.
Okay, so you need to get them at the gate.
At the gate. Come in at the gate. And the fairgrounds, they've made a lot of improvements down there this year. You all like the entrance getting in. They've made the track and stuff longer down there for us to set up the arenas and all that stuff there. We've rented more bleachers this year for seating because we've always got a seating problem. So
okay,
we have
so there'll be plenty
bleachers.
Of room.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in. This is the Rodneyville Optimist Club Rodeo. Thanks, Rick, and thanks, Colby, for coming in and talking
and
about
McKenna
it.
And McKenna Lang, we let her off. You
our
know?
Moral support, yes.
Yeah.
We are Quixie 98.3.